It has been 9 weeks since Israel ended its military offensive on the besieged Gaza, but the legacy of war for those directly affected is sure to remain for long. Khaled Abed Rabbo is one of thousands of Gazans whose houses were razed to the ground by the Israeli bombs and shells. He recalled how the Israeli soldiers killed his 4- and 6-year-old daughters while they were carrying white flags on the 7th of January.
My daughters were shot dead from close range by an Israeli soldier. Two Israeli soldiers were on top of a tank eating a chocolate bar and laughing. I told them not to shoot my daughter and to shoot me instead, but they continued to laugh and seriously injured my third daughter and my mother. They also prevented the ambulance from rescuing my other wounded family members.
Testimonies released last week by Israeli soldiers who fought in war on Gaza proves that they killed Palestinian civilians under permissive rules of engagement and intentionally destroyed their property. Meanwhile, a group of UN human rights experts said on Monday that Israeli soldiers used civilians, including an 11-year-old Palestinian boy, as a human shield during the war. A human rights organization said that the latest testimonies added to the evidence that Israel committed war crimes.
The Israeli judiciary system is not credible, and we are going further for the universal jurisdiction with the utmost enthusiasm.
Israel attacked Gaza on December 27th for 3 weeks, killed 1,400 Palestinians, most of them civilians, including about 400 women and children, destroyed thousands of houses and most of Gaza infrastructure.
It has now come to light that under the so-called rules of engagement, Israeli soldiers were instructed during Israel's three-week offensive to kill civilians and destroy their property. But whether those behind the alleged war crimes will be held accountable remains to be seen. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.